This meeting of the House Judiciary Committee to order. It is Monday, the 20th of March, 2017. It is 2:08 p.m. And before we begin today, I want to thank Christy Blair, the House Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Tom Raymond from the Juno LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind everyone on the committee and those in the room to silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Representative Eastman, Representative Ledoux, my vice chair, Representative Fansler, and myself, Representative Clayman. We do have a quorum for doing business. Our first order of business today is House Bill 120, Department of Law Advocacy before the FERC, also known as the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, sponsored by the House Rules Committee by request of the governor. This is the second hearing in the bill in the House Judiciary Committee, and it is my intent to move House Bill 120 from committee today. The last time we heard a presentation from Ed Sniffen from the Department of Law. Mr. Sniffen has joined us again, and I will invite him up to give us a brief recap of the bill and to answer any further questions. Ed, if you would please come forward to the table and identify yourself for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ed Sniffen, Assistant Attorney General with the Department of Law. And thank you for hearing this bill. We have provided to the committee members a short PowerPoint presentation, which we have up on the screen. It's not my intention to go through that. The information in there is information that we've shared last time we were here. What we're trying to do with this bill is add matters that come before the FERC to the authority of the Attorney General under AS 4423-020E. So we can recover some of those costs through a regulatory cost charge. There's one slide that I would like.
One brief interruption. Just note that Representative Kopp has joined us. If you can continue. Thank you.
Thank you. There's just a couple slides I wanted to put up on the screen that are in your packet that I wanted the committee to take a look at. Slide number 7 is RAPA's 2017 budget, and last we spoke, we didn't have actual numbers. We have gathered that information and have that now. So on slide 7, you can see that what our budget is for 2017 was $2,333,700. Of that, you can see a small portion was paid by pipelines, $162,591, or roughly 7%. And what this bill, House Bill 120, would allow us to do essentially is to increase the size of the slice on that slide, but not necessarily increase the size of the pie. So you will notice that our budget is under our cap by only $40,690, so the pie can't really grow any bigger. So if we were to add more money to our functions before FERC, the slice related to pipelines might get a little bigger. The utility slice would get a little smaller, but the total amount wouldn't really change any. And then to demonstrate just in real terms what that means, if you go just to slide 9, we put an example up there using the current data that we have. If we wanted to increase that slice by $100,000, for example, to the pipeline RCC, that would increase the surcharge under the RCC to pipelines by about 0.041%, which would mean on a $10,000 bill, the pipeline's customers would pay an additional $4.10. Just a demonstration of, you know, the magnitude of what this bill would do. It's pretty small. So,
Short interruption to note that Representative Christ Tompkins has also joined us. If you would continue. Thank you, Mr. Sniffen.
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So with that, we'd be happy to answer any other questions the committee might have about this bill or from the last time we discussed this.
Any questions from members of the committee? You've overwhelmed us with the PowerPoint. I don't see any questions. Thank you very much for that recap. And I note we have already closed public testimony on this bill, so I won't be taking public testimony today. Anyone? Last chance for questions before we will move on. Any comments from members of the committee? Don't see any there. I will just note from my own perspective that this effort that gives more in-house opportunity to manage some of the state's affairs in the Department of Law, I think, is in general a very good thing. And I am optimistic that the efforts to get staff that have the expertise to manage these matters would also come along with this additional authority. May I have a motion, Representative Fanston?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move version 30-GH1875/A of House Bill 120 with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Hearing and seeing no objections, House Bill 120 moves from the committee. Thank you very much. Next, we have House Bill 69, Repeal Workers' Compensation Appeals Commission, sponsored by the House Rules Committee by the request of the governor. This is the third hearing on the bill in the House Judiciary Committee, but I will note that that while it was originally my intent to hear this bill today, the last time we met, there were a number of questions that I had directed to the Office of Administrative Hearings, and that resulted in the memorandum dated March 18, 2017 that I think all of you now have on the table that I think probably was also delivered by email. I had also requested a copy of a white paper that had been prepared, I think, within the Office of Administrative Hearings addressing some of the questions we've been asking, and I think there was uniform interest on the part of this body, this committee, I should say. We are a committee, not a body of the whole, but this committee to see that white paper. And because there are ongoing discussions between the Department of Law and this committee about whether or not we will receive the white paper, I am actually not going to hear. We are not going to hear. I don't believe we're going to take about a 5-minute at ease, but my expectation is we will not hear further on House Bill 69 today. I do want to take a short at ease just because I had some conversations with folks, Department of Labor. And so we'll take a 5-minute at ease. Those who haven't signed this form should sign the form, and then I'll come back and give you an update on where we are on House Bill 69. We're at ease. And during the recess, I had a brief conversation with folks from the Department of Labor, and the discussions that we're having with the administration about access to the white paper will continue in the hours and days ahead, and once we've resolved that, we will be prepared to reschedule hearing this bill. And so with that, we will adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, March 22nd at 1 p.m., and we will stand adjourned at 2:17 p.m.